Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. There's a great Dilbert comic where Wally says, "I recommend we build a tracking database." Dilbert replies, "We could put it on the network." The pointy-haired boss asks, "Wouldn't you like to know what the problem is first?" To which Dilbert says, "We like databases." "Well, I like databases too. All geeks do." So does Jeff Wood, the CEO and president of Integrated Marketing Technologies in Brunswick. He told a group of business owners at the John Carroll University Entrepreneurs Association that he started out by building customized databases for tracking and reporting on sales leads. With his focus on the food and beverage industry, Wood soon found that his customers needed a lot of support in many areas that he was more than willing to provide. So IMT started handling a variety of tasks for their clients, such as e-commerce sites, print-on-demand and digital print services, handling specialized samples, B2B rebate fulfillment, and so on. The customers didn't want to handle those tasks or were not equipped to do it well, so Wood made it his business to do it efficiently for them. Sure, Sara Lee or Clorox or Sky Vodka or any of IMT's numerous clients could handle these tasks, but Wood helps them do what they do best and has built IMT to support the other tasks.
You basically got three options. You can do it in-house. You can continue. Years ago, people had print operations within their manufacturing facility, print all their goods. They don't do those things anymore. There's certain things you can continue to do in-house. You can find an outsource, a third party. There's plenty of fulfillment companies, warehousing companies, things like that could help your business, that you could basically outsource, and they could do it more efficiently. You don't have to worry about the overhead, the capital investment. They have the velocity. They have the infrastructure and experience. They do it better than you do. Or you can become the in-source. That's where we come into play. Are there things that keep your customers up at night that is common across all your customers that you can provide a solution to? And if you provided that solution, would they become more and more indebted to you, more and more ingrained in your business, and harder to leave? If one of my clients tried to leave, they'd have to find a mail house, a fulfillment house, a rebate house, a call center, a sample house which doesn't exist, somebody to do their digital and traditional print.
Wood asks his clients, what keeps you up at night? Tries to find what they don't do very well and then takes on that burden for them. Listen to Jeff Wood tell he got in the sample business with some frozen cookie dough.
All of a sudden, as part of our fulfillment operation, I had a client come to me one day and said, you know, if you could send out literature, could you send out frozen cookie dough? Because we need to send out samples to operators so they can taste our cookie dough, decide to buy our product. So I got together with the USDA, had some background from Cleveland Range in dealing with the USDA, put together a HACCP program, bought my first freezer, a little 10 by 10, filled it full of this cookie dough, bought insulated containers and started shipping out frozen cookie dough. Went to a few of my other clients. They had the same problem. We started buying bigger and bigger freezers. And now we've got 9 or 10 big freezers, you know, full of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of food product. So it just kind of expanded. We have found that as I go in and do needs assessments and we do annual reviews with our clients, my favorite question is, what do you care about? And every once in a while, I get that little golden nugget that says, you know what, I got a lot of other clients that are up at night on the same problem. Can I provide the solution?
As they kept listening to customers' need, IMT created a new division that has become their largest, print-on-demand and digital printing. Did you know that about 60% of what their liquor clients printed got thrown away? Take a listen.
Then all of a sudden, you know, as I said, we moved 4 times in our first 6 years. The only reason we're moving is because we're storing all this literature that we eventually throw away. And what we were finding with our liquor clients is about 60% of what they print gets thrown away. So all of a sudden, we got into print-on-demand. We got into developing, we spent 2.5 years developing a software program in-house that allows our clients, Salesforce, brokers, distributors, even the restaurateur, to go online and customize table tents, banners, posters, floor graphics, window graphics, you name it. Fastest growing part of our business by far. Everybody wants to go digital. There's so many different advantages to it, especially cost savings. For a lot of our clients like Clorox, everything that Clorox ever printed was printed in San Francisco, California, and shipped here for fulfillment. Now, everything with Clorox's name on it, all the way down to the labels, is printed right here in Cleveland. We've brought a ton of traditional print volume to the Cleveland area that was being done all over the country. Because our clients don't want to have to worry about what should be printed digital and what should be printed traditional on the big presses. They just want IMT to worry about it. And frankly, I don't want my client dealing with a traditional printer because someday he may be digital. Then I've got a competitor sitting there. So we take over control of a lot of the print for all of our clients on everything they print.
So in so many ways, IMT is a technology company, but of course the definition of tech company is changing. Would you consider UPS to be a tech company? Maybe if you consider the technology that handles their logistics, sure. But what about computer repair? Listen to this store who had told about UPS and Toshiba.
You're thinking UPS is the package people. But you know what? If you got a Toshiba computer and you want a service, UPS picks it up. UPS sends it to their terminal down in Kentucky. And right next door is a UPS building with UPS employees, trained by Toshiba, to repair all those computers within 24 hours and ship them back. And what UPS realized when they sat down and talked to Toshiba and said, what keeps you up at night? It wasn't repairing computers. It was getting computers back and forth. But what UPS heard was their big problem was part logistics. All the parts that have to come around from all over the country and have to go out to all our service networks or come from overseas. What's UPS? They're a logistics company. This was right up their alley. So all of a sudden, they're handling the service. They're handling the parts management, the parts shipping, the order fulfillment. Can you imagine how hard it is for FedEx now to get into the Toshiba account? Because they sat back and listened. They found a service they had a niche for, logistics management. They said the repair part's simple. Toshiba trained on the machines. They found that's a big competitive advantage. They know how to move that product.
So as a database guy, what are Jeff Wood's impressions of IT people? They had been using many languages and platforms, including Java, PHP, and MySQL, before investing in the .NET platform. You have to listen to a business person's thoughts on hiring IT people. The compensation for programmers is high, and they provide perks to their programmers, but Elizabeth Wood says excites their IT guys.
When we first started out, we hired programmers, and I don't think we were all that good at it, because we didn't know what we were looking for. About 3 years ago, we hired a professional IT director. He'd come over from Denmark. He'd been here in the U.S., was paid to move a large American corporation to Denmark, came over here to run our IT department. Done an excellent job in really kind of weeding things out. It's amazing how many programmers come in to interview. And you've told them what the skills are. And they say they know it. And all of a sudden, when somebody can talk the talk and starts asking them questions, or says, hey, let's sit down in front of the computer here and let's go through a little program. Oh, well, I could read the book. I could figure it. People were really filling us full of, giving us a line on their skills. He is really good about evaluating that. That's why we're trying to really get down to more, down to that .NET program so I don't have as many different disciplines on board. We've been very lucky. We've got two Indian students out of Case Western's graduate school, computer science masters, that we sponsored to stay here in the States. And I'm telling you, they're amazing employees. Their work ethic, their manners, their programming skills, they are so happy to be here. And you know, they're probably making $80,000, $90,000 a year here with us. They said if they went back over to India, they'd be making $15,000 to $16,000 a year in kind of a programming sweatshop. They have been just fantastic employees. I think the whole IT department has 18 people with QA people. Out of 130 people, they make up 18 of it, but they're probably 40% of our payroll. Our IT guys can earn time to work from home, and we found that we get more productivity out of a programmer working from home than working in the office. It's amazing how much they get done. And I get a report every Monday of all the times the IT guys logged in from home and how long they were on the network. These guys don't just write programming at work. This is not just their job. This is their hobby. They go home and write programming. They must have their house just wired to the max with all kinds of routers and computers. But it's amazing how much they do from home. So that's one of the incentives that they like. When our IT manager came on board, I didn't know what excited IT guys. I'm not even sure he speaks the right language. But he said what excites them is black screen monitors, and if they got two of them, that's status. And if you get them an ergonomic chair, there it is. And so we had an incentive program for all our employees, or all our programmers, based on the quality of their work, where they could earn the $900 ergonomic chair, they could get the two black screen monitors, they could get the wireless mouse. That's what excites those guys.
IMT had their best year ever in 2009, and now employs 130 people in its Brunswick, Ohio headquarters. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.